It's time now for Take 5 for your community on WAMW, and in the studio we have Mr. Monty Critchlow. Good morning, Monty.
Hi, Andy.
Is it time for soccer already?
Well, a cool morning like this, yes, indeed. We're all ready to go on the Federation Board and wanted to get the word out before the hectic start of school next week.
Right.
That we are open for registration online or in my office, or at the new end zone, and Hibbett's also.
Okay, so you shouldn't have a problem finding information about the Soccer Federation this year.
No, and the sign-ups are like they have been for the last several seasons, $50 walk-in registration, $45 online. So you get a little bit of a break if you register online.
Okay. And if folks want to register, and you say that it's better to do it online, what do they need to do?
Just go to mywsf.org, and on the right side is a registration. Just click and start moving through the screens, and if you have any question or need some help with it, you can always call my office, 254-4864, and get a little direction.
Okay. Now, how young do you start the Soccer Federation?
We like them to be 4 years old minimum on the micro division. By the time play starts, and our play will start September 15th this year, second Saturday in September, I believe, and we'll run through September and October, ranging all the way up to age 13 on January 1st. Now, a lot of people, the way soccer counts eligibility, your age on January 1st of that year determines what division you play in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a U14, it's an under 14. So you could be 14 and still play if you turned 14 since the first year, which probably most kids would.
Okay. And you said it was, again, the price, it was $50 for the walk-ins, $45 if you use the online service.
Yes, and we'll be distributing forms through the school systems next week or following week, so be looking for that when the kids bring them home. Hopefully they will bring them home with along with a mass of papers, no doubt.
But yeah, getting lost in the backpack is usually the problem.
Yeah, but we're reaching out to people now because I know next week will be hectic, and if you want to go ahead and know your child's going to play, go ahead and get it done, and helps us out too.
Is there a break if you've got more than one kid, or is it just $45 or $50 per child?
Unfortunately, it's the same.
Okay.
And that's because of the cost of things.
Right.
We have upgraded our irrigation system. We've upgraded the fields. In fact, the fields look as good as they've ever looked. We kept kids off through the summer, and we've been blessed with rainfall and also an irrigation system that still works. So we've got a good pitch out there. And the fall is always, to me, the more enjoyable because the weather's a little more moderate, not as hot, not as cold, kids are back in school, so everybody's fresh and moving
right
along.
We're talking with Mr. Monty Critchlow today about the Washington Soccer Federation, and you say it gets started in mid-September and runs through when?
It runs through the end of October, last week in October. It'll be interrupted 1 week. We believe we're going to be hosting the junior high tournament, and when that happens, they take all the fields in the area. So we play our games on that week through the middle of the week. Tuesday, Thursday type setting, so we can get everything done. But that's always great to host that big tournament. There's always 35 or 40 teams come into Washington, and it's kind of fun to see the whole complex filled up with kids.
Very good. What would you say to someone who's new to the area or hasn't been involved with the Soccer Federation before? Maybe nervous getting started, or what would you say to those folks?
Well, none of us were born with a soccer chip, including myself and my brain. I fell in love with it back in the early 80s when it was new in Washington and haven't really relented since. I would say find someone that has been in, that has played soccer, or call my office. I'll be glad to discuss it with you. There's a lot of people from time to time that move into the area that want to know where to sign up and so forth. The best direction is to go to MyWSF, that's MYWSF.org, and get direction there.
Okay, very good. MyWSF.org, and if they've got questions, give your phone number one more time.
812-254-4864.
All right. Monty, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go this morning?
No, just the sooner you sign up, the better, because I realize that now with school being moved up, August now is the buzz month. So we'd like to get get the divisions lined up, get the coaches settled and so forth moving into the season.
And age ranges again for kids to play?
4 to 14.
4 to 14. All right. Well, Monty, thanks for coming in and hanging out with us on a hectic Friday morning. We appreciate it.
It's a nice one out there. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Monty Critchlow, again with the Washington Soccer Federation. Simply visit mywsf.com. Is it .com, .org?
Org.
.org. .org and get some more information.